Hey kids, what time is it? Well, by this clock it's about 7:06, and that means it's time for another Jake and Skullhead show. I'm Mr. Skullhead. We got Jake on the line.
Yes. Can you hear me, though? We didn't actually check the mic.
You're a little bit lower than I am.
Okay, so I'm going to move this thing closer to my mouth.
And I shall move mine slightly farther away. And
hey!
That ought to do all right.
So what have you been up to?
Sunday was a weird kind of day. We had one of Jess's friends from high school message her and say, "Hey, I'm in San Bernardino and I'm in a play, and nobody will come see my play because I don't have any friends here. So, you guys want to come see a play?" So we drove to California and watched a play and had dinner with her and drove back yesterday.
Wow, how far away is San Bernardino from here?
It's like 4 hours.
Oh, that wasn't too bad.
I got to try out the Wii at an EB Games there and just played more with you. But Jess has a theory on why they changed the name, which I think is a valid one.
What's
I'm
that?
Surprised it hasn't been further explored. This is a Japanese company that's releasing a console in Japan, and they were calling it the Revolution. And the theory is that that's
not something that they could say.
Yeah, so the Wii. And the controller, I found out to my chagrin, is called the Wiimote.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's not what they call it? It's trademarked to Nintendo, though.
I was saying no, it's not, because I refuse to believe that it's called it. And I actually refuse to believe that the console is called the Wii. So I'm still waiting for it to, like, next April Fools, when the sort of time release ink on the stickers suddenly change it all back to Revolution.
Revolution.
So after one game of tennis and one game of bowling, I'm not like super excited. I'm not super impressed.
It's a little less intuitive than I was thinking. But
it
seems like something that, like, by the end of that bowling game, we had pretty much picked it up.
Yeah, we had. By the end of the tennis game, I had learned how to be very bad at tennis.
Right, and we were upset about that and then thought, screw tennis. Who needs it? But, yeah, it will be interesting to see how an actual in-depth game goes rather than something that's based on, like, two motions.
I'm a little irritated that it doesn't seem like I'm going to actually be able to get one. If you can't order it online before Christmas, that seems cool.
I'm telling you, I will go down there tomorrow morning at 8.
But I don't think that there's any guarantee that they'll have it tomorrow morning at 8.
There's no guarantee, but I'd be happy to try.
Yeah.
My wife is excited enough about it that she's willing to get up that early, and so I wouldn't mind doing that. Tomorrow's my radio show, which usually means the entire day is shot since I wake up and go do the show.
Right.
So, yeah, well, they'll think about that. Do you do anything fun this weekend?
No. Wait. No. I built some campfires in my backyard.
Did you have a camp in your backyard then?
No, I had some spawn camping faggots in my backyard.
Right.
It was nuts. They kept waiting for the cat to come outside so they could kill it for its uber rare loots.
Right.
But it didn't have any uber rare loots, and I kept trying to tell them that. I don't remember anything. I must have watched some television. I watched Office Space again. I hadn't seen that in a while. Something possessed me to do that. I was hoping there'd be a commentary track, but the DVD of Office Space that I have doesn't have a commentary track, which made me sad.
So you have to get the 27 pieces of Flair edition or whatever it is?
Something like that. It was just woefully lacking in special features. It had one link that said cast, and when you clicked on it, it was just two sort of still pages with Polaroid photographs of the cast members. like eight of them, and just sort of eight of them selected at random.
That's kind of it's a similar thing to my special edition Never Ending Story DVD, which has information about the cast and crew in the form of just pages with paragraphs of text on them.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't count as a special feature. I want my information in movie and or really sluggish, poorly designed game form.
Right. That's less a special feature and more we took some pages from the IMDb and saved them to the DVD.
I gotta say that, like, movies that I like, it's fun to watch them with the commentary on. Like, and there are some movies that I got from Netflix specifically because I was told that the commentary on them was good. Like, UHF with the commentary on was really funny. The Conan the Barbarian with the commentary on is pretty hard to watch.
Yeah.
Because it's just sort of... It starts out with Arnold Schwarzenegger making fun of Richard Simmons for being gay.
Wow.
And it, seriously, I'm amazed that the director managed to find where he was supposed to go to record the commentary, let alone actually get a movie made.
Not a particularly bright guy.
Doesn't sound like it. I don't know. Maybe he is. But he does not sound like it.
You know, I don't think I've watched a single movie with the commentary on.
Really?
No, I take that back. I watched the first Lord of the Rings because the Elijah Wood and all the other Hobbits commentary is hilarious, and Resident Evil is vastly improved by the commentary.
The commentary on Princess Bride is good, we're told by Riff. Dark City has really good commentary.
Oh yeah, Roger Ebert does the commentary on that issue.
Wow, really?
You should watch that. Yeah.
On Dark City?
Yeah, because he did some kind of in-depth analysis of it.
Wow. I watched it the other day, and my wife was like, this movie was very boring. And I was like, you Philistine.
Yeah, jeez.
Or Philistina, I guess. I mean, I could see you describing it as, you know, a little slow to start or whatever, but... I mean, it's good, you know?
It's came like
before The Matrix.
Yeah, I tend to describe it somewhat controversially as, like, The Matrix only good, and...
Yeah.
I don't know, like The Matrix only with less hype and more...
Yeah,
and better
yeah.
Visuals.
Like The Matrix only underrated. Yeah. It's as underrated as The Matrix is overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't dislike The Matrix, I just don't think that it was anything special. That's my assessment. Istanbul says, it's true, he does love the dick, trust me. And then he says, that was supposed to go to Radio Pugbear. Pugbear, never mind. I don't believe you anymore. You're just trying to sneak things onto our show about how Enemy Lasagna loves the dick. Max Vance says, you better believe it's not butter. Also, if you guys met Enemy Lasagna, do you think he'd say, hey guys, to you? Probably.
I would hope so.
I'm thinking that I'm going to skip past a lot of Hoculus's stuff.
So just getting longer and longer.
Minor Annoyance says, last show your love of the Heath bar was mentioned. On the Craig Kilborn show, he declared it the most underrated candy bar and then called up celebrities and asked them what the most underrated candy bar is, and then said, no, it's the Heath bar. He'd often declare things as true and then test people on them. Overrated store-bought cookie, Nilla wafers. Overrated restaurant dessert, tiramisu. I actually think that tiramisu is really good, though. I don't think that it's overrated at all.
No.
Good tiramisu is like a good...
bowel movement.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. In color and... consistency, but thankfully not flavor.
Or odor.
I had tiramisu... Okay, so I must have done something. I had tiramisu at some point this weekend, so at some point I must have eaten at a restaurant. Okay, alright, so we went to the comic shop once, and we went out to dinner once. Yeah, okay, we ate at California Pizza Kitchen. Which is okay. Had some pizza and a salad. I was able to sort of overcome my fear. Not so much fear, but hatred of Thai food. Because they have this Thai salad that's actually okay. My assessment of Thai food was always that every element of Thai food either tasted like nothing, like fire, or like peanuts. And really, that's kind of true. Like, there's those noodles that have no flavor at all. There's, like, stuff that's basically drowned in peanut butter.
Right.
Which is the sort of sauce that they put on everything. And then there's, like, stuff that's so spicy that you can't even touch it.
Yeah.
But apparently you throw some cabbage at it and I like it.
All right.
So.
Because cabbage is kind of an overpowering flavor all its own, so.
Ate a Wiener Schnitzel once also. Speaking of cabbage, because I had a hot dog with some sauerkraut on it, and that was tasty.
Pretty much you just farted nonstop all weekend, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, actually. How'd you know?
Spooky powers of deduction.
Oh, right. Yeah, you know what? I started out Friday night. We went to the bar, and I had a bowl of chili. Oh, there was some party at somebody's house that I went to and talked to a couple people and then left. Okay. That was fun. Evang says, whoa, no one told me you added new Clover Adventures on the Manor expansion. Grrrr. Added, well.
We don't have to tell you anything.
Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be an item in the month which allows you to use effects-giving skills that aren't buffs on other people, so we could cast Leash of Linguini on somebody with this device equipped? No.
Yeah.
Oh, 001 says, Mr. Jick, on the comment about passive healing skills, as a muscle class who doesn't have time to perform stasis, I pretty much rely on dual-wielding two static swords to gain MP. Passive healing equals good. Also, while we're on the topic of MP regeneration, it's easier for me to unlock the White Citadel than it is to finish Doc Galactic's quest. Those drop rates are pretty unreliable, and by trying to farm for them, I always become too strong, or so strong, that the White Citadel is a better option to get my MP restores. Yeah, that could maybe be reassessed a little bit. What we should do is we should make the Doc Galactic stuff better and the White Citadel stuff worse so that nobody ever goes to the White Citadel instead of nobody ever doing the Doc Galactic thing.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Grimdell says, since the last show when you discussed the possibility of an 8-bit familiar, how about the 1-bit familiar like the one in Tron? Distracts opponents and says positive, negative, one-word banter.
Which would be yes, no. Because the ones in Tron only said yes and no.
Yep.
Which I didn't really understand why that made them good companions. I guess they could also make some kind of neutral beeping noise, which would be like, hey, we require your attention over here. But,
Spo said, would it ever be possible to get an equip all button for fake hands? No.
No.
Redmage13 says, question, what's long, hard, and full of semen? Answer, Bill Clinton's second term.
Ooh, so timely, too.
It wasn't any longer than his first term. Or
Do you have any Titanic jokes you'd like to throw while we're being au courant?
So it's been long enough that horrible tragedy can be joked about?
Yep. Hindenburg, too.
I don't believe that the Titanic actually happened.
You're a Titanic denier.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to arrogantly proclaim that there was never any hubris. Oh. Sizzler says, the Ascension History's lack of images for softcore and no path look and feel incomplete to me. It looks more like an unfinished listing than an indication of path. What ideas did you guys toss around for suitable no path / softcore images, and are you still considering updating the visual component of Ascension History's? Well, I don't know. I didn't consider any images for no path or softcore. I think it's fine the way it is, says Zeno, and I think it's fine the way it is, says Jick. Oh, Poop says, could you put in some sort of holiday reminder feature? I find that I'm bad at remembering them, and if I'm reminded when I'm logged in, I would not look like an asshole as. There already is... Oh, I'm sorry, a birthday reminder feature. For what? Like, for your mom or whatever? You could always use a Google Calendar and put it on your personalized Google homepage.
Or MySpace. Just make sure your mom is your friend on MySpace, and then you'll know when her birthday is.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard your mom really gets around on MySpace. Poop.
Hey, MySpace poop? What?
Yeah. I was saying poop. Alan C. says, why is the table named and then the name of the player table instead of just player? And I say unto thee, none of your business. That was from me accidentally doing a query as a trivial announcement rather than as a query.
Right.
Yeah. Jump the Shark says, what was the most extreme case of multi-abuse you've ever come across? Probably coot.
Wasn't there something like 155 of those?
Something, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess the multis are once found somebody with 900 multis. That must not have been very publicized or everyone would be talking about it. Let's see.
Yes.
Slipping through. Vlad Slipshank says, when you have the arrange items by power option on, why does it reorder the offhand items too? They don't seem to have any power. We don't have enough power. I always say that when I mean we don't have enough data.
Oh.
The offhand items do have a power, which determines their stat requirement. Some of them had power probably left over from when they were not offhand items.
What do you think of Evang's question here, or statement? Evang says, I think when you first make a character, it should be a little specific on what each class's strong points are, i.e. pasta masters make food, according to these buffs, turtle tamers are good with familiars. It would keep players sticking around if they knew their class would give them skills to get more adventures, because, OMG, the game would be more fun if it had unlimited turns.
Yeah, I've actually sort of intended to do that for a while.
Just make it clearer how those are differentiated.
Yeah, because, I mean, even, like, just a sentence, you know, describing which ones buff other people, which ones whatever.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Strange Consequences says, I was going through a dead relative stuff and found a trophy for lifetime achievement awarded by the American Slovenian Polka Society. What does one do to get that? Well, I mean, probably achieve a lifetime's worth of Polka Society admiration.
Which is difficult, I agree, but worth it in the long run.
Sufferin' Steven says, you must listen to the channel you're talking in, asshole.
There's that and the what class would you be like to be reincarnated as that we really need to change.
I don't think we really need to change that, unless we just add asshole to the end of it.
Well, yeah.
The Monkey says, have you ever seen Deal or No Deal? It is the worst game show ever. Basically, it's just a contestant picking a box at random, followed by a half an hour of proof that the contestant can't work out simple statistics. It makes me angry.
Okay.
Gleeb says, shouldn't the picture of the Nobgoblin King's chamber be empty after you kill him? No, because that's just a cardboard cutout of him that he keeps in the doorway. And it's there even after you kill him. And no, you can't take it and put it in your campsite.
It's bolted down.
Yeah. With cardboard bolts.
Yeah.
Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be some sort of reward, a tattoo or trophy or something, for permanenting all of the skills given by a particular guild? Probably not. There are plenty of just overall sort of achievement trophies like that.
I do think there should be a trophy for hardcore perming all of the all skills of all classes.
Yeah. How many people have done that now? Handful?
I don't know.
Tripwood says, could you please put a link to go from the right side to the wrong side of the tracks while there?
No, you have to actually consult your map.
Yeah.
To figure out which way the tracks are.
Also, the bounty hunter deserves to have a picture of his own after so long. Maybe you could put the tracks on the mini map and clicking them would bring you over to the other side of them. Well, those are out of order.
He will. I've actually the bounty hunter revamp is all written code wise. It's just not. It's not, like, sort of contentified yet.
Oh, you're not content with the content?
Huh. Somebody made a a comic about my adventure at Freebirds.
Oh, so there's a reason why that comic is the way it is? I thought it was just the most aggressively random thing I've ever seen.
No, that is an actual thing that happened to me the one time I went to try and get a burrito at Freebirds. Huh, that's pretty funny. I'll have to show that to my wife, who was with me when that happened. I wonder if there's more than one Jick comic. Thank you, 001, for sending that.
I tried to load the image that he sent us is jick3.gif, and so I tried to load jick2, and it said, "You are choosing to open a GIF file. What would you like to use to open it?" And that seemed strange to me because it loaded up jick3.gif fine.
Wow, that's strange.
I can address this one. Bacon Stone says, "It'd be nice if there was a trade history, sort of like a trade out box, so if people don't realize they're getting scammed by a meat and note trick, they can get a screenshot later." I would argue that instead of that being the case, people should check their trades more closely. And, I go back and forth about who I'm more angry at when someone gets scammed by a meat and note thing. So I kind of go back and forth between disabling the dumbass who sent out the note and angrily responding to the person who was dumb enough to get scammed by it. So your best bet there is to not be scammed by it and not do that scam either. Therefore, you will incur none of my ire.
001, you should let us know if there are any more of those Jit comics, because I like stuff about me. Excuse me. You know what else I like? Delicious beers.
I was sad to get here and find that I had forgotten to bring a soft drink and that there are no soft drinks to be had here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we really got to get that soda machine.
So that you guys can load it up with fucking Diet Coke for God knows what retarded reason?
No, C2. Even better. It's like, man. Coke, only with NutraSweet in it.
Isn't it Splenda and not NutraSweet?
No. Splenda tastes like tires.
Huh. And you don't feel the same way about NutraSweet?
No.
Like, I don't know that I can tell the difference between Splenda and NutraSweet.
C2
has... They both
has
just have that sort of anus aftertaste, yeah, that creeps in.
Well, the stuff that I drink is basically half Coke and half Diet Coke, which seems to balance out into something I really enjoy drinking.
Huh. And that doesn't cause your hypoglycemia to kill you.
Right.
Max Van says, "The Dairy Goat's image is biggoat.gif. I noticed an image called goat.gif. Is goat.gif an undiscovered ultra-rare monster?" Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's one of 7 undiscovered ultra-rare monsters that you can only fight by loading the image into a separate browser window and imagining the combat.
You're right.
Glebe says, "How about graying out the keys we've already used in the layer?" I don't know. Is there a relatively browser safe way to gray out things in dropdowns?
Only works in Firefox.
Only works in Firefox. Okay.
So I could do it.
We could try it, but it would only work in Firefox.
Yeah, I use it all the time.
Or we could replace it with a already used indicator for browsers that didn't have it.
Could we just have the list only show the keys that you have and have not used yet?
Well, you wouldn't necessarily. Aren't there some that you'd want to use more than once? I guess not.
No. Because all of them just say, hey, you've already used that key. Fuck out.
What? There's the link to a cyanide and happiness of a girl telling a guy that she's pregnant and then him kicking her in the stomach and then saying, "Problem solved."
Yeah, I wasn't sure how that was funny. I mean...
No, I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't find it offensive, but I don't find it funny either. It's just kind of...
Just mean.
A good idea.
Tag says, "Now that familiar percentages are implemented, shouldn't the trophy you get for ascending with a 20-pound Smurf be changed to a trophy for completing a run with 100% Smurf instead. I also think that the trophy for getting a million meat in hardcore should cost a million meat.
Wow, that's cruel.
But funny.
That's a cruel but funny.
If it hadn't been for cruel but funny, I'd have been married to Eddie Money. Fred Levi says, can the meatbags or steal meat from you, like for its critical hit? I think that'd be fun. Are any of these possible? Monsters that can cause equipment to come off? Monsters that throw items that can be picked up if you dodge? Would you add them? I don't know. We're always saying how we want to put in more special attacks and stuff. Disco Champion says, Jake, in the last show you pronounced Galway wrong. It's Galway, not however you said it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't even know what that is. You know, so. Enemy Lasagna says, why is there no reference to the luggage in the haunted bedroom? I know Jake doesn't read Discworld, but surely Mr. Skullhead could have thought up some stuff for it.
Eh.
I don't know. I don't get it.
In Discworld, the luggage is a, like, mini-legged trunk that has a mind of its own.
Chili Wax says, dear Jake, I would like my soul back, please. Sorry. We traded for that bowl of chili fair and square. Bowl of chili to Chili Wax. That's the best I could come up with.
Yeah.
Let me try and come up with the best thing ever. Beef stew. My imagination is broken. Tom 93 says, also, I just got my first stuffed astral badger, and the thing about throwing it at witnesses made me laugh. Who wrote that?
Riff. Didn't you write that about the stuffed astral badger that you can throw it at witnesses? Stop badgering the
Phoenix Wright. Tom 93 says, will there ever be adventures that you can only get when you have zero drunkenness or zero fullness or zero spleen? Probably not. Actually, I was thinking about making an adventure that sobers you up, but that it only fires if you go there with zero drunkenness. Sable 4 says, the scary death orb does damage in the format of XHP. Shouldn't it use the little heart graphic? I don't know. I don't know how. I think Xeno coded that. I'll have to look at it. Madeline says, any chance you'd ever implement some sort of minigame inside KOL? Something that doesn't use adventures that you can use for fun while you wait for rollover or something? There is a minigame. It's trying to get underage kids to have sex with you in the chat. Doesn't use any adventures. The rewards are obvious. And it's very tricky. It's fraught with peril on account of undercover agents. Or you could try to get them to come over so you could kill and eat them. But I'm pumped.
Too soon.
No, it's not. It's never too soon. Evang says, you guys should think of it this way. Even if the volleyball is the most used familiar, at least it's a funny reference. Then he says, you should have had the ballroom clover adventure involve putting the moves on the future man's mom and falling for you, just so you could say your 10-leaf clover and the zombie's kid disappear in a puff of smoke, or something. Which reminds me, what do you guys think of the Back to the Future sequels? I've never seen them.
Never seen them?
I've only seen them... I've seen the second one, I think, only once. And I remember it being, like, okay, but nothing spectacular. And the third one, the first time I saw it was at this shitty movie theater in the town where I grew up in, and they played the reels in the wrong order, so it just made no sense at all. And so I was walked out, like, two-thirds of the way through it, because I'm like, God damn it. Like, once I figured out what was going on.
Oh, right.
And I don't know that I ever actually watched it from beginning to end in the correct order.
The second one is actually pretty damn good. Just the way that it plays with the time travel and whatnot. The third one is not a time travel movie, and it's just a kind of a funny Western, which has its... points of recommendation.
I remember the locomotive turned into a time machine.
Yeah, by the end of it.
Hagula says, why is it that shirts require muscle to equip and not moxie? When you try to wear a shirt that you can't wear, it says, you're not sexy enough for this shirt. I thought moxie was more closely related to sexiness. Probably should be.
That's just the joke.
It is the joke, but I mean, it probably they probably are supposed to be. I don't know why they would require muscle. I mean, maybe being sexy in a shirt depends on being fit and toned rather than being, you know, greasy and smooth.
Right.
Well. Enter the Wumpa says, so have either of you played with Riff or Zeno's Wii yet? I will never play with Riff or Zeno's Wii.
I've played their new Nintendo console.
Do you remember that website that had the ridiculous... I don't remember what this was called. It was these ads for these ridiculous products that... Oh, Christ. It was something TV.com, but there were it was like this sort of comedy site that looked like it was supposed to be updated all the time, but it really never was. And it was the same site that had that Office Romance Flash short cartoons on it, but one of the toys was, like, this kit for your kids to make razor-sharp swords out of their own frozen urine.
Oh, yeah, I remember that site.
And then, like, this miniature storefront that you'd put on your head so that you could keep your mouth open and lure the tiny hookers into your mouth because they would think you were a store. In case you had tiny hookers everywhere. I don't remember what... It was somethingsomethingtv.com, but it was... And it was like these... It started out with these, like, parodies of TV Guide, but I think it was parodies of, like, British TV Guide, so none of the jokes made any sense to me. Yeah. I remember that being funny. I very frequently think of that whole razor-sharp swords made out of frozen urine thing.
I'm trying to find it, but I'm not
getting
any hits. Speaking
of playing with Wii, was where that came from that time. Fred Levi says, jewelry crafting is kind of boring. Are you going to revamp that? The Stone of Extreme Power looks like it could be set on a ring or a necklace and stuff. Yeah. Someday. LOTE says, hey, could you make containers have zero auto-sell value and make them included in custom outfits? I hate to lose it in PvP. I think you could avoid losing it in PvP by having any other equipment in there and in your inventory and leaving it in your closet.
I don't think that
but no, we're not going to save them in custom outfits. They're eventually going to just turn into something else completely. DeCyclops says, I just noticed that the character sheet doesn't show what date you joined KOL, only the public profile does. Maybe something to quickly fix? Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Disco Rabbi says, please, please, please make HP restorers available from quick skills. It's a pain going back to the inventory every few turns in a tough area.
Mm. I always forget that quick skills thing exists.
Yeah.
As useful as it is.
I mean, it's useful if you actually play the game, which I don't, so. And the Wumpa says, apparently in the PS3 line, some pregnant lady was having her contractions and wouldn't leave, and there were two reported cases of it. What the fuck is wrong with people? Yeah, I don't know.
The PS3 isn't even that good.
I don't understand why anybody would want to buy a PS3, much less wait in line for a PS3. Like, I am not aware of a single title for it. I mean, not even, like, a single title that I would want to play, but I'm not aware of a single title.
They have
21 launch titles, 8 of them are sports games. How many of the others are ports of PS2 games that are sloppy and run better on the PS2 anyway?
Yeah. Probably
13. I think the reason why people are lining up for them is that they were so short-shipped. Is they're selling for... Like, on NPR, they interviewed a guy in line who had just bought his, and his friend was going with the guy he was selling it to get the $2,500 in cash that the guy was going to pay him for it. So, it seemed like most of the people that were waiting for them didn't even really want them. They just wanted to sell them to people who aren't very smart.
Jump the Shark says, how are you guys enjoying your Wii's minus kick-ass? Fred Levi says, has anyone complimented you on the jigshow.asymmetric.net upgrades? If not, I will. Very nice. I like it a lot. Well, thank you. I've been slowly, every day that I'm in the office, I've been going through the archives a little bit further back and trying to find and put up shows that were not yet on there. So that will eventually be comprehensive, except for the shows that we don't have recordings of. Those that are lost in the mists of time and antiquity. Someday, if only somebody was like
constantly spinning pottery on a pottery wheel in here, that all of the sound uttered in here was recorded into the grooves of the pot.
Yeah.
Like in that Tom Robbins book where... Was that a Tom Robbins book? What book is that where there's a recording of Jesus' voice like that because somebody was spinning a pot while Jesus was talking?
I don't know. I haven't done enough drugs to be able to enjoy Tom Robbins.
What? Tom Robbins is good.
I tried to read whatever his first book was.
I don't remember which one.
I don't know.
Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, maybe it was his first
one. No, another Roadside Attraction.
Well, see, that one I didn't really care for, but I wanted to read something else. You need to read Jitterbug Perfume.
I'll give it a shot.
You need to read Still Life with Woodpecker.
Yeah, I read, you know, after a chapter, I was like, okay, this is, like, paragraphs of pretty cleverly written prose that in no way relate to one another. And then as I kept reading, that just seemed to continue and, you know, continued in that vein until I just stopped reading.
What was about Jesus' corpse?
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
Lady Luanda says, could there be some sort of slutty cheerleader costume? I want to wear one along with a football helmet so that I can fuck up my runs in style just like my team is doing.
You have a team? Wow. It's pretty cool.
I mean, you could wear a skirt and a bra and a football helmet, and that's kind of like a slutty cheerleader costume.
You can see if Skipperick will loan you her pom-poms, but she probably won't.
They're probably not even tradable.
Yeah.
Killer Zombie Monkey says, hi guys, if the Cantamasis is a one-handed weapon, how come there isn't an option to equip it in your offhand? Well, there is if you have a ranged weapon equipped in your main hand. Minor Annoyance says, this is a question for Mr. Skullhead. How many people have made snide remarks to you about your sister after the most recent Family Guy episode? Make a chart by the hour, if possible.
I'm doing my best to not bring that up in this forum. So,
I don't even know what that
was. And I didn't see the last Family Guy episode.
I don't know what the last Family Guy episode was.
Yeah, guys, my sister is not going to become like my mom in that you can make lots of jokes about it. It's just, it's not going to happen. So, stop it. It
might happen.
No, it won't.
It might.
Don't make me hit you. Again. Harder. Harder.
Cool. Someone else says, hey, Jick-ho, come I was it. No, hey, Jick, how come I was able to get a big boat at 996 short trips?
why? Because we like
you. Yeah, because of the goofy ass way that stuff is calculated. Also, I like the new Whitesnake picture. Now it looks like a snake rather than an S and a more different S.
When did you do that?
A couple days ago when I was drawing some other stuff. I was drawing a different snake for a different place, and I was reminded of my wife making fun of me for the crappy Whitesnake art.
Hey.
So, yeah.
You revisionist artist, you.
I am a revisionist artist.
You're a revisionary.
XmoodX is sending that, yeah, there's a video on YouTube of someone hacking, and you can't see the quotes I'm making with my hands, hacking KOL. No, that is not actually hacking KOL. It's just changing the display on the screen.
Yeah, the guy who made it said as much, but then the somebody else was trying to use it to scam. Like, hey, I can do this KOL hack. Send me your password, and I'll do it for you. So, don't send your password to people.
I was all scared when somebody discovered our bot that we run on Hotmail for sending people other people's passwords.
Oh, yeah.
So, I had to shut that down. I knew that was a bad idea, but, you know, it was so convenient.
Hey, you drew the anniversary stuff.
Yeah, I drew everything.
We should distribute them.
Prenequeezer says, when you guys say fuzzy balls apparel really fast, it sounds like fuzzy balls of peril. Not sure if it's intentional, but it's certainly funny. He did this poster thing that was fuzzy balls of peril. Yeah. And Naked Juice says, White Wednesday and the Great Time Catastrophe happened during the plague. Obviously, the temporal rifts and all changed how the rest of the plague story played out. What was the plan for the rest of the plague event before White Wednesday came along and made you take it in a different direction? I don't think we had gotten around to having a plan yet.
No, we definitely did not.
Those things, you know, the events sometimes are planned out completely ahead of time, and then some work themselves out. You know, we had a plan for the observatory, and that plan was for it to last 40 times as long as it actually did, so then we had to change our plan and make a better plan.
Huh, that's kind of cool. This guy is actually making beer goggles, and they can be prescription.
Huh.
That's kind of groovy. I could have me some prescription beer goggles. It's like you pick a beer bottle and send it to him, and he'll make them for $250.
Bunya Bandler says, how can you guys not know about feline AIDS? It's the number one killer of domestic cats. I'm pretty sure that cars are the number one killer of domestic cats.
Rick Ocasek goes around killing cats.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw somewhere that that DC apparently put up the first issue of Transmetropolitan as like a free PDF download on their website to drum up some interest.
Have you read much Transmetropolitan?
I've read the first collection of it and half of the second one, and I own the first three, I guess. So What I really need to do is I need to spend a day just locked in a room reading comic books, because I'll start following a series, you know, because I'll read the first couple and I'll like them, and then I'll buy it, but then I won't get around to reading it like before the next one comes out, you know. Yeah. So I've just got like I can't really keep a story in my head, especially a story that I only spend like 5 minutes reading. I can't keep a story in my head for 2 weeks until the next chapter comes out, so yeah. It's like every time a new one comes out, if I'm going to keep up, I need to start reading from the beginning again, and that gets a little time consuming.
And that's pretty much why I just go for trade paperbacks, which means I don't ever read anything while it's popular, but then I actually do read it all the way through.
I do like the sort of serial aspect when it's something that I really care about, you know, when it's something that I'm, like, really into and really following, but... And, you know, you can't always do that. Like, you know, I was reading, like, Why the Last Man. You know, my roommate had the first few trades, but then we got to the point where they're still coming out individually, but I still want to keep reading them, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to just wait a few months for something. Our comic shop got... I don't know if I talked about this on the radio before, but there's a comic shop like less than a mile from the office, and it very recently got crashed into by a car, and the car drove through one of the walls and broke this giant water pipe between the comic shop and the building and the plaza next to it, and so it like, you know, destroyed the wall and flooded the comic shop, so they are just barely open. That's why I had to go over to the mall where the California Pizza Kitchen was to go to that comic shop to pick up my copy of the Tron, second issue of the Tron comic, which thank you, Moth, for pointing out to Riff that was out, because that allowed me to actually go buy it. And it's good. It's way too short.
How's the Tron 2.0 game? Is that any good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's fucking great.
I should...
Oh, speaking of which, I'm supposed to ask Riff if he has a copy of that for the Mac. All right. I'm supposed to borrow your copy of Tron 2.0 for the Mac to give to the pretentious artist. Rowden says, one of the Mind Flayer mistechs says it can't flay your mind because minds don't have skin. But they do. Three layers, in fact, jointly called the meninges.
No, that would be your brain, not your mind. I mean, I would think of your mind as the aware portion that's doing the thinking, which is not necessarily just the gray matter. I don't know.
This is meningitis is when you get a bacterial infection of the meninges and the resulting swelling starts crushing your brain and or spinal cord. The outer layer of the meninges, dura mater, if memory serves, is actually really tough, closer to cartilage than skin. As a giant floating brain, I must state that this is an outrage. How do you know you're a giant floating brain?
If you don't have eyes to perceive the world around you, how do you know how large you are compared to the rest of it? You don't, that's how.
Yeah. How do we know that we're not just giant floating brains that are being fed false stimulus, though?
Well, we don't, but if we were aware that we were brains, we would have no idea how big they were relative to anything else, is the point that I'm trying to make.
Dude, if I were a floating brain, I would be giant. I might be.
I wonder what would happen if the Merovingian got meningitis. Hmm. He'd have to move back to Merovingia, where the medical technology is really good.
Well, I would assume that if he did, Morpheus, he would continue to speak with a ridiculous accent. I mean, that was probably the worst accent I've ever heard in a film.
Wow. I mean, you've seen Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yep.
At least Kevin Costner wasn't even trying.
Right.
And yeah. I really liked Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves when it came out, but I have a feeling that if I watched it now, I would not care for it.
I don't know. We just recently Netflixed Robin Hood, Men in Tights because Jess had never seen it, and it just made both of us want to watch Prince of Thieves.
Huh.
And that was decidedly less funny than I remembered it being.
Yeah, I remember not really liking it. I don't know that I even watched it all the way through. Bunyip Handler says, I know what you mean about the bookmarks, Jake, but Firefox has this really cool thing that you can use. It's just this little pocket-sized thing that you can connect to a computer with a USB cord, and then uploads all your favorites into that computer.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Strong Bad Fanny X asks if Riff has a copy of Elite Beat Agents. I don't think that he's bought it. He hasn't bought it. Oh, he's apparently played it on his DS that he hacks rode. But, Enemy Lasagna say... Oh, no, wait. Strongbath NEX also says, it looks pretty good to me even after the whole makeover deal. I don't know. I mean, I am so bad at Owendon that I don't think that I even want to try Elite Beat Agents. Speaking of being bad at video games, I have just been repeatedly angered by... I bought Gears of War for the Xbox 360, and it's really cool. It looks really beautiful. It's, like, neat. It's, like, you know, it's, like, it seems like a really cool game, but I am so bad at it that I just effectively cannot play it.
Huh.
And that sucks. Even on the, like, I seriously, like, there needs to be a, like, toddler mode for me to actually be able to play that game. Fucking, as far as I can tell, there's no way to visually distinguish, like, the bad guys from the guys on your team. And so it's like, oh, one of my teammates is beside me. Nope, it's one of the bad guys killing me at point-blank range right now. Guess I'll reload from the last checkpoint. Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be a familiar that has a very, very powerful attack, but whenever it attacks the monster, you receive a fraction of the damage? I don't know. You know, combat familiars are already sort of so useless that making bad combat familiars is, you know, as a joke is kind of... We probably already do more of that than we should.
Right.
With NS13, can we expect better equipment than Star equipment, better food than Spectral Pickles, better meat drops than the Yetis, and better stat givers than Spooky Raven? Probably proportionally no better stat givers than Spooky Raven. Probably nothing will ever have more than the Yeti's meat drops, just because that's a pretty good, pretty reasonable cap. Better equipment than Star equipment, conceivably. Probably not as easy to get as Star equipment. I mean, if there's more powerful equipment, it'll have, you know, sort of equipment-style drop rates. Slow Motion Magic tells us that shaveeverywhere.com is apparently hilarious.
Is that fashion, sir?
That's all. Check out shaveeverywhere.com.
Oh, man.
This is like...
It's a flash page that I cannot watch.
It makes noise.
Slow Motion Magic says, just in time for the holidays, I didn't know this was a real product until I noticed them selling it at Target and Amazon. Huh.
Yeah. It's a Flash movie that makes noise, so won't be looking at that until the show's over.
O'Grady says, what is your Nexus War screen name and faction? I don't know. I'll maybe send you a message with them, because I got a bunch of them. I got a bunch of characters. Last show I wrote in about how serving utensils should give you beneficial effects when you eat the associated foods. All I got was meh. Can you at least discuss it? I'm a little reluctant to do anything at this point that gives more adventures per day from food and booze, at least, just because I think that it's already, the numbers are sort of ridiculously high, and yeah. Yeah. So it's a funny idea, but no. Bob33333 says, I was sick with a fever when I imagined an adventure I'd like to see. A non-combat adventure in which you fall into a time warp and lose your last 10 adventures. If you're wearing a time gear or any chrome or other time-affecting gear, you can choose to replay those adventures. If not, you just lose them. This could be in an optional zone, and people might choose to do this if they made a mistake they'd like to forget. Or it could be placed in the gallery to really make people mad. I know this kind of mechanic is possible. I lost 3 days of play late last October.
Yeah, I don't think we want to recreate the circumstances under which you lost those 3 days of play.
Cannoli says, hey, Jick, how's your mom, Adam? I don't get it.
How is your mother and them? I don't know. How is your mom doing?
She's okay. I haven't talked to her in a while. I should call her tonight. Champion 91 says, what is Jick's favorite class? Chemistry. I never actually took any chemistry classes. Wait, yes, I did.
Did you take any in high school?
No, I didn't. I took
That's
a couple
right.
in college.
You never had Mr. Kaminsky?
I didn't.
Or mocked him for his deafness?
Or talking like Pete Puma?
Right.
My name, Cornbread, says, this game needs more cowbell. I bet Mr. Skullhead thinks that that's very funny.
Yeah. So accurate. It's just that I didn't really think that sketch was that funny to begin with. Like, saw it, had a chuckle, and then just for 2 years, everyone, any time they could, like, hey, you know what this sauce could use? More cowbell. Hey, that's a nice car, but it needs more cowbell. And then they would laugh hysterically, and I would want to hit them with a stick. So, yeah.
Llama Master says, the anagram of bastard homosexual is asexual smooth drab.
I would say it's asexual smooth bard. That makes a little
or
more
smooth
sense.
Smooth asexual bard?
Yeah. Smooth asexual bard. It's like Barry White.
You want to take our break?
Sure. I'll take it for the both of us. Back in about 11 minutes.
We're in the road to Berlin. Can't drive out. King of lies, and I believe you, I call you sire. I realize now that I have been deceived. We're in a world to believe.
was. No matter where you live, there'll always be a few things, maybe several things, that you're gonna find really difficult to forgive. There's gonna come a day when you feel better. You'll rise up free and easy on that day. Float from branch to branch, lighter than the air. Just when that day is coming, who can say, who can say? Our mother has been absent ever since we founded Rome. But there's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home. Gonna commandeer the local airwaves to tell the neighbors what's been going on, and they will shake their heads and wag their bony fingers in all the wrong directions, and by daybreak we'll be gone. You people, years to recover from all of the damage. Our mother has been absent ever since we founded Rome. But there's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home.
Back on the air.
Hey, everybody. Uh-oh.
So you're watching me shave everywhere?
I am. You know what I've always found that works just as well as some newfangled product for doing that is to borrow your roommate's beard trimmer and use it without telling him.
So is this some kind of mad shaving?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically an electric razor that it's designed for your crotch and your apparently armpits and back.
Uh-huh.
Which I have no hair on my back.
Right.
I like the hair on my armpits. And I don't know that I want to shave my junk. I feel comfortable with this sort of, you know, sweat reduction trimming.
Right.
And that's about as far as I need to go.
Now, I made the mistake of taking the clippers to the crotch thatch once, and it's just the most itchy week of my life, and I would never want to repeat it.
Yeah, you get much shorter than, like, a quarter of an inch, and it's problematic.
Yeah. I mean, I do shave my armpits, and I shave them with a razor. And
you actually, shave them completely bare?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I just I stink a lot worse when I don't shave them, so...
I mean, that's something you've never really
had to struggle with, because you're not a stinky guy.
Yeah, I never really had a whole lot of problems with, my armpits smelling bad. Plus, the hair in my armpits is like the soft, downy hair on a baby's balls. I'm told. By people who are very familiar with that. Babies don't have any hair on their balls. It is super soft hair, though. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I've never shaved it. I actually have shaved it once for a Halloween costume.
Oh, right. The famous one?
You.
Ah.
The faggot who shaves his armpits.
You were going as me as a faggot?
No.
Which would be fairly far-fetched, but it's all right.
Amanda's lover says, when I joined the game, there was over 2.5 years of content I'd missed. In a few years, could KOL have so much unattainable stuff to newbies that it won't seem as fun? I don't know. I don't think anybody would say that it's any less fun now than it was a year ago. Actually, I'm sure somebody would say that, because there's always somebody that would say that. But, you know, I think that knowledge of previous exclusive content is only going to create joy at the prospect of future exclusive content. And won't be long now. What is it? We've got not too long at all until the bells start tolling. The Kwanzaa bells, that is.
Yes. I really think that we should add a grimoire item that's Kwanzaa wine, which you just can go to somebody else's campsite and pour it around.
Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be another use for the worthless items? Ever since the Clover nerf, they've been piling up. I might make the 31337 scrolls drop fewer of those. But, I mean, they're theoretically, apart from that, they're not piling up any faster than people are deliberately acquiring them, so... Steve-O-56 says, if you fight the Boner Dagon and lose a run, you lose an adventure, but the Heart of the Crypt isn't in the last adventure link. Is it supposed or not supposed to do that? The Heart of the Crypt, I don't think, is actually an adventure location, is the problem with that. I could probably fake it. Enter the Wumpa says, I'm taking the ACT in a couple of weeks. What test did you guys take? The SBE, squirrel bladder extraction? No, that's what I used to fill in the bubbles on the test that I did take.
Right.
I took the ASPCA and the NAACP. It was scheduled at the same time as the KKK.
The KKK test was really weird. So the NAACP and the KKK were at the same time?
Yeah.
Were they in the same room?
No, they were in the same building.
Okay, because that seems like just a recipe for disaster.
It was weird. They wouldn't let us use the same water fountains as the people taking the other test. I guess they thought we were going to cheat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what's up with this guy doing four softcore ascensions in one day?
Yeah. He spent... He burned through a lot of meats worth of stuff to do it, and... The fact that it was... Although, it's apparently not Feast of Boris for me. Was it Feast of Boris today?
I didn't see that on the main map.
I mean, because this...
It shouldn't be till...
Yeah, it shouldn't be until Thursday, which somebody was saying that it was because it was Feast of Boris, and... yeah, I have no idea. No, wait, the 23rd is actually Thanksgiving.
Right.
So... What was today? The system was going down.
I wish that I could see the date on the calendar without having to go back, without having to exit the chat.
It's Bill the 5th, which is not Thanksgiving.
No.
I don't know what the hell I was thinking. Somebody was saying it was Feast of Boris, and that's how it happened. Why don't I know anything about this game? I don't know. I said in dev today that things like this are like somebody using a laser to paint targets for NS-13 tactical Nerf nukes. So we'll see what he did. Make sure he can't do that after NS-13,
right?
I mean, you know, the thing is, we have been making ascensions easier and easier and easier to do, mm-hmm. knowing that we're soon going to make them very hard to do, and so this is just kind of proof that they're easier than they have any right to be. Not to say that it was easy, not to belittle his skills or whatever. I'm really interested to actually talk to him about what he did. Enemy Lasagna says, with NS-13, will there be any new ways of getting clovers? Nah. Max Van says, why doesn't the Pirates Cove have slovenly pirates? Because the slovenly pirates get made to walk the plank. Or they sort of make them mosey the plank.
Right.
But the end result is the same.
Well, then once they hit the water and they clean up a little bit and they come back to the shore, then they turn into sassy pirates.
Yeah. Cynthia says, I've noticed that the game is massively devoid of poo-related items. We need a flaming bag from the grimoire or cow pies to use as a combat item or something. Yeah. I'm okay with no poop. I mean, I could see putting in, you know, maybe like spore as a drop from something or whatever, you know.
Right. You could have a scat singer who drops some of his scat.
Yeah. Enter the Wumpa says, I just had to use the word quadroon in some literature class thingus, and I was wondering, when can we expect a quadroonicorn familiar? Whenever my wife makes a computer game, I'm sure that it will have a quadroonicorn in it.
But did you see the Archie McPhee thing that Riff linked a little while ago?
No.
It's a unicorn revenge playset, which has like three little models of annoying people and a unicorn upon which you can impale them.
Huh.
That was pretty clever. I still need to spend some quality time on ThinkGeek figuring out what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
Walla Walla 23 says, are you guys going to put in something that tells you who has you on his or her friends list? I think it'd be a really cool feature. No. Nope. That's would just create a bunch of needless drama. And there's already plenty of needless drama. All the drama is needless. O'Grady says, I did my AP U.S. History homework tonight using information gleaned from a placemat from my childhood with all the presidents on it.
Huh.
Even Taft?
It must be a pretty big placemat, then.
Whiskey Jack says, let me know if that bug report I sent in gets fixed, please. Forgot to ask that in the report. I'd be curious to see what solution is put in place if it is needed. Thanks. I'll have to look at that. In fact, I'm fitting to...
Huh. Bill DeCat says, I like the options available to the Clan Ruppus Room, but it would be nice if they had a monthly counter on them to track if they are used. It wouldn't be bad to have some kind of way to tell if what you've put in is popular. Since I asked my entire clan what they thought I should put in, and two people responded. So there's really, you know, there's not an easy way to see, other than just relying on people to report that information, which they don't tend to.
Yep. That's interesting. I'll have to think about how to handle that, Whiskey Jack. O'Grady says, I'm the guy who works at Wegmans. You miscredited my write-in to the person who wrote in to tell you what Wegmans is. It's my like they are stealing. And your ability to type the word life.
And Wegmans. Because the second instance of that is Wegmas, which apparently is what they celebrate in December at Wegmans.
Glizbnut1 says, could there be an option under quests, then other accomplishments, to say the number of sex changes you've undergone? No. Wii or PS3? Wii does not exist. I like the Revolution better than the PS3.
Right.
Draco Shade says, if somebody won the lotto and donated $1 million to you, would you give them 100,000 Mr. Accessories, or would you try to negotiate them into something else to save the game economy? I don't know.
I would probably say we'd do the latter. Didn't we do that somewhat with another person who was donating a lot? We offered them... Wasn't that how the golden Mr. Accessory came to be?
Yeah, it sort of was. There's a... And that's where those extra special Crimbo stockings came from, too, which there are several of those. That Death by Pie says, who likes short shorts?
You know. Revolution likes short shorts.
Fred Levi says, hey, Jake Underskulled, what do you think of the first-party Nintendo series like Pokemon, Donkey Kong, and Star Fox? There have been some really good games in the Donkey Kong series, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, Donkey Kong 3 was one of my favorite NES games, even though it was very, very simple. Mario vs. Donkey Kong is one of my favorite Game Boy games, although I don't like the new DS one. I don't know why. It's just not grabbing me the way the other one did. The other one I really wanted to complete, and this one I'm just like, ah. Like, the sense of progress is very... Yeah, the Attack of the Minis one. I'm just not feeling it.
I've only played the first Star Fox game. I mean, the 64 Star Fox, I guess.
The Super Nintendo one.
Ah, yeah.
First one was on Super Nintendo. I've never actually played any of them longer than just a few minutes.
I really liked the Super Nintendo one. The rest of them, when they added the role-playing game elements to it, I just didn't even bother. And for first-party Nintendo series, is F-Zero? Yeah, it is, because one of the characters in Smash Brothers is an F-Zero driver.
Right.
Which isn't exciting, but the F-Zero series has been pretty damn good.
Pro wrestling was good. I like the Mario series to a certain extent, although I feel like it peaked on the Super Nintendo.
Huh. See, I really liked Mario 64. I played the hell out of it.
Mario Sunshine
was too fucking hard.
I felt that way about Mario 64. I was so awful at Mario 64 that I just what I like, and this is actually sort of, I guess it's all third party, but like Super Mario RPG was really good, and all of the sort of spiritual successors of that, like the Paper Mario games and the Mario and Luigi games for the Game Boy. Although again, I didn't really like the Mario and Luigi for the DS, and I don't know why. I don't know. That's weird. You know, I can say the same thing about the... I played all the way through Paper Mario on the GameCube, even though it was really so similar to just the original Paper Mario. There was so little new stuff there, you know? But I'm excited at the prospect of a new Paper Mario RPG. Although they're supposedly doing some Paper Mario game that's actually a platformer. But yeah, I don't know. I like what they did with those games because the numbers were really low, but the gameplay still made sense. And that's something that we sort of struggle with, is like having things be at all meaningful when the sort of damage and hit point quantities are so low.
Right.
And the way that they do it is just, it's so well designed as a game, you know, that it doesn't get overpoweringly hard, even though it's, you know, any improvement is a pretty dramatic quantum improvement. I should read about that game. What I should actually do is I should play Super Mario RPG again. I keep forgetting. I bought when Gibbock bought me a copy of every Super Nintendo game and then
right.
made backups of them to a DVD. I bought a $10 gamepad that just dramatically improved my computer game playing situation. Gamepads used to suck, but $10 gamepad, USB, it's just automatically detected and it basically works like a keyboard, so it's trivial to set up an emulator to use it.
Where did you find that, though? When I went to Best Buy and looked at gamepads, they had nothing. You have like a two or three big Flight Sim joysticks.
I got it at Best Buy. I got it at the Best Buy by our house.
That's weird. There was a day that I went there with you looking for...
It was somewhere
like
else, though. It wasn't with those big joysticks. There was another section that had game pads. And I think it was like maybe over by the mice. It was like in a separate section of the store entirely.
Huh. Well, all right. I'll give it a shot.
Naked Juice says, now you should go out on San Bernardino by Frank Zappa.
Oh, I played... a song called Silver Turkey by Buffalo Daughter, which apparently is strange enough to warrant that. Oh, and also, I went to San Bernardino. I have no fucking brain. Yeah. I can't imagine somebody writing an entire song about San Bernardino, though. Having been there for, you know, 4 hours, it really wasn't that impressive. My muse did not stir.
Putinesca says, remember that idea about putting the name of the outfit you're wearing in brackets under your player name in compact mode? No, I don't recall
that at all.
Alphonse Braun says, is Riff a promiscuous girl? Riff's not a girl, and promiscuous isn't a word. So, no.
Right.
Epic Fail Guy says, your cat does have uber rare loots, but the drop rate is low. I was able to get a liver myself. You know, I was wondering...
He has Xenophobe's cat dropped a little uber rare loot. I hope that's rare.
Is Xenophobe? I think your cat is bulimic.
Did he talk
about? No, I think he actually just vomited up a bunch of cat food. It did not look like a hairball right there.
Oh.
It was. I cleaned it up. It wasn't a big deal. Glibsnewt1 says you should try Red Steel on the Wii. It looked like something that might be fun.
It's all right. It's hard.
Riff says it's all right. It's hard with the Wii controller.
It's hard to aim it like a gun.
It's hard to aim it like a gun, apparently. I thought it was swords.
Well, there's
there's swords and guns.
Certain enemies that have swords.
Oh, I see.
It seems like the enemies that have swords, you should attack with
your gun. Attack with your gun, yeah. Take a leaf from Indiana Jones' book. Oddfellow says, Jick asked on Thursday whether Metroid 2 introduced the complexity found in Super Metroid. It's more of a halfway point. Metroid 2 introduced Space Jump, Spider Ball, a few...
Yeah.
That's it. I don't know what Spider Ball is.
It's a sticky one that lets you
climb. Wow, did that exist in Super Metroid?
No.
Okay.
But it wasn't the game
one. Okay, no. I see, in Metroid Prime, you could only climb certain surfaces. Oh, right, I remember those sort of little tracks that you could go up in Metroid Prime. I Am Soup Combust says, have you listened to the commentary for Anchorman? They invite Lou Rawls to talk about the film, even though he had nothing to do with it. Mr. Rawls is clearly just confused by the whole thing.
That's entertaining.
No, actually, I'm a big fan of Anchorman. I bought... on eBay, the special edition that came up with the Wake Up Ron Burgundy, which I'm led to believe was just another movie that they made out of the extra footage that they had because of the way they shot it. They just shot every scene like 50 times.
Right.
You know, and used the funniest ones, so they ended up with just hundreds and hundreds of hours of film. So I'm going to name my firstborn son Chim Richels.
I still haven't seen Anchorman. I actively avoided it because I believed that Will Ferrell was not funny, and having seen Talladega Nights, I have changed that estimation a little bit.
I've not seen Talladega Nights.
It was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. I watched Anchorman on the strength of the 40-year-old virgin. You know, because it was a bunch of the same people, and I don't think Will Ferrell really had anything to do with 40-year-old virgin. I wonder if he had any writing credit or anything in Anchorman either. But Anchorman's really funny.
I don't know. 40-year-old virgin was so strange that I found myself laughing a couple of times, but for the most part, I didn't think it was funny. It was just really, really weird.
Wow, because I feel like that. And I mean, did you see the DVD version, or did you see it? Like the
I saw it on DVD, so.
Because there's the like unrated version or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like 15 or 20 minutes longer, but it's 15 or 20 minutes longer by having basically every scene be 15 or 20 seconds longer.
Mm-hmm.
So every conversation between people just goes on a little bit longer.
Right.
And I see, it is seriously just one of the funniest things. It's one of the funniest movies I've seen ever.
Hmm. I don't know. I think there's something about that, like, really stylized dialogue that I wasn't expecting from that movie, and so it just didn't register with me as funny. It's like nobody in that movie talks like an actual person, which is that can be very funny if that's what you're expecting. But you know, it's like David Mamet writing comedy. It's just nobody talks like people.
But do you not feel the same way about like Wet Hot American Summer?
Well, that I could identify as like these aren't really characters; they're caricatures. You know,
right?
Like 40-year-old virgin seemed to be about normal people, except they all talked very, very strangely.
I don't know.
So, yeah, that was a little bit off-putting, and I think it kept me from thinking it was funny. Like, I really enjoyed it. I just didn't really laugh at it.
I mean, just the whole...
The ending was awesome.
God, you asshole.
The Age of Aquarius thing?
That was
beautiful.
That was the one thing that I would change about it if I were Jesus. If I were Jesus, I'd be all mad at those fucking New Age hippies anyway. But no, just that, like, basically any scene with Seth Rogen in it.
And
he was Cal, the guy with the beard.
Oh, right
there. And like, I believe that I'm gay for Paul Rudd's package because everything I've ever seen him in, I've liked a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know if that has to do with him or, like, you know, his agent or whatever. Fucking Wet Hot American Summer, I'm tempted to just go home and watch that again. Right now, because that is so goddamn good.
Yeah, and that is.
I'm really happy. Like my wife found it for me on DVD, and I'm very, very happy that I have it. It's out of print.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that, like, not only did I don't even know if it came out in theaters, but I'm not sure how I even found out about it. I want to say that it was, like, linked on Metafilter or something. It was like, hey, have you ever wondered what the guys from the state are doing? You know? I'm like...
I think it was... Entertainment Weekly did something about it, and it said it had Michael Ian Black in it, and that was when that meant something. So, they checked it out.
It meant something other than this may or may not be a commercial for Sierra Mist.
Right, or I love the 80s, 90s.
I actually really like those shows. Like, I know. Okay, did you like Pop Up Video?
Yes.
Okay, so you did like Pop Up Video,
yes.
But you don't like the.
Because Pop Up Video was like some snarky commentary on the video and some kind of funny information. Like, I love the 80s. Just
occasionally they cut to Andy Dick being an asshole.
Yeah, it's like, just like here's a Michael Jackson video, like. Here's Michael Ian Black. Yeah, Michael Jackson was awesome. I wanted to be Michael Jackson. In fact, I used to be Michael Jackson when I was little. Here's Kathy Griffin. Yeah, wow, Michael Jackson. I had sex while watching that video. Then some other dude that nobody's ever heard of. Like, yeah, this is the stupidest shit I've ever seen. He's dressing like it's 1985. And it is 1985. I don't know.
Sometimes they're funny.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
God, I'm listening to myself though, and I'm just so fucking crotchety tonight.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what's going on.
Like, I'm usually those guys from the balcony on the Muppet Show, not you.
I'm thinking it's just because the conversation has happened upon things that.
Yeah,
you don't
happen to not like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobo the Pink Elephant says, all Kevin Smith movies have pretty funny commentary, and Dark City was very boring. Riff, disable Bobo the Pink Elephant. Riff can't actually disable people.
Epic Fail Guy says, the commentary for House of the Dead was hilarious, because during any scene where there were tits, everyone was completely silent. And I'm actually tempted to watch House of the Dead.
Were there tits in House of the Dead?
Yeah, there's a... I mean, nerd check. The person who's playing Lois Lane on Smallville now has a topless scene in House of the Dead. So
wait, Lois Lane existed on Smallville?
Yeah.
I thought that they were getting... I thought that that character wasn't on there because of the whole Lana Lang being there instead.
And she ended up hooking up with Lex.
Lana Lang did?
Lana Lang and Lex Luthor. And then Lois Lane came in to fill the double L Clark Kent love interest gap.
I see.
Because for a while...
What happened to that Chloe girl?
She's working at the Daily Planet.
I see.
And
is that show still on?
Yeah.
Oh.
They just brought the Martian Manhunter in, which is kind of groovy.
Huh.
And it's they've got the Green Arrow.
Will there ever be Mr. Kind of groovy.
There was.
Really?
There was an episode with this kind of sorcerer guy from some country where they don't have any vowels and... He was Mr. Mixes.
I mean, I liked Smallville, but it was never, like, it because it's a television show, it's not something that I would ever follow, you know? Like, even though I have the DVR thing, I just so rarely remember to, like Drawn Together. I watched Drawn Together, but it wasn't until four or five episodes into the season that I actually, like, could be arsed to press the button to record it.
Right.
You know? Because I was just like, oh, right, Drawn Together. One of these days I should start recording that, but I can't pay enough attention to television to care about it. Really.
I've been making liberal use of the record all new episodes thing. And
yeah.
And I set it to tape all episodes of Criminal Intent, which means that we frequently have 20 of them in the queue. But
this is not fucking 25 hours of Quantum Leap that nobody's ever going to watch. Every time I push a button, I hope that the next push is the push that deletes all this shit.
I like Quantum Leap.
You don't sit down and watch 25 hours of Quantum Leap, you know? So, I'm not even sure I want to spend 25 hours watching Quantum Leap over the rest of my life. Yeah. I can see, like, oh, you know, I'll watch an episode every few years or whatever, but...
Yeah. No, I got into Smallville, I watched, the first season and then watched one episode from this season, and it made no goddamn sense. So we, over the past month, Netflixed all of them and watched them. And it's worth watching once. It doesn't have the, Buffy-level rewatchability. But.
I absolutely hate the music. The
the theme song?
Yeah, it's great. I remember that coming out around the same time as the sort of ill-fated, speaking of Scott Bakula, Star Trek resurgence.
Right.
And, we watched a couple... I finally saw the alternate dimension Spock with a goatee episode of Star Trek.
Nice.
My wife didn't know that that's where that stereotype came from. She didn't know that was the origin of that. She's like, so I see the evil Spock has a goatee, huh? Yep. And then there were two episodes on. It was a marathon, and I saw two episodes. But one of them, I was like, it was that one that I've seen. I've only probably seen 10 or 12 episodes of the original Star Trek, but I've seen this one five or six times because it's the one where the ships are fighting and they go past the big energy being that puts Kirk and that lizard guy on the planet where they have to fashion weapons out of natural materials.
Right. And he makes a gun.
Yeah, out of bamboo and a diamond.
Right.
And some sulfur and some saltpeter. Yeah. yeah. Oddfellow says, okay, so Spiderball and some new weapons, but not a lot else as far as Samus goes. The big jump in complexity was the cave system you were exploring. It wasn't all straight lines like Metroid 1. Yeah, that's it. So that Game Boy Metroid must have been the first game that really had the, Super Metroid and new Castlevania game style gameplay. Like, which is interesting. I mean, I would probably play it on an emulator just to sort of see the beginning of the evolution of that style. I'd actually like to play Super Metroid now that I have a gamepad, but yeah. I feel like Castlevania Symphony of the Night was one of the best video games ever made, even though it wasn't really that innovative, you know? I mean, it was sort of like, oh, let's mix Castlevania and Super Metroid. Yeah. Divide by Zero says, some other overrated things are the words luxury and gourmet, because everything is.
Yeah, I remember when Craig Kilborn stepped down from The Daily Show and thinking, how could anyone fill the giant shoes of Craig Kilborn and make The Daily Show something I want to watch without Craig Kilborn? And now, the more I see of Craig Kilborn's solo show, it's just kind of, I think they went the right way.
Really? I don't think I ever saw. I believe the first time I ever saw an episode of The Daily Show was like, no, you know what? I know exactly when it was. It was the day that I almost stole that school bus.
Yeah.
It was the first time I was ever anywhere that had a TiVo, and the only thing that they recorded was Family Feud and The Daily Show.
Wow.
So they like it was Doc Galactic's room. Doc Galactic's coming into town, by the way, Wednesday, and then going to his family for Thanksgiving, and then he'll spend a week or so here, so we'll have to go have some boozes. But it was his roommates just like get stoned and watch The Daily Show and Family Feud. come home from work at, you know, engineering firm and smoke a bunch of weed and watch Family Feud until it's time to go to bed.
That's living the dream, man.
I guess that's living a dream. One time I had a dream that I was at work at the movie theater, and I, throughout the course of the dream, I just cleaned the popcorn machine. And I woke up, and I'm like, what the fuck? It's like I don't get enough of that in real life. Cut and Stab says, can there be an AA trophy for a certain number of teat runs? Nah.
Get like a pin. I don't know. What do they do? They do pins or tokens. You get a token for every one you do.
Yeah.
So just like a black guy.
Right. Right, right, right. Or part of Steve Miller. The more I know about AA, the more I'm really angry that anybody thinks that that's good. I mean, I suppose it's the kind of thing that keeps people alive who would otherwise die. Yeah. Maybe keeps people from beating their kids who would otherwise be beating their kids. But it's like, you know, oh, drink too much, huh? I think you should join a cult. And it's just, 12 steps. This girl who was sort of treated me badly at a point in my life. I got a letter. What I got was an email, like, hey, what's your mailing address? I'm like, oh, that's weird. Here's my mailing address. How you been? What have you been up to? It's been a while since we talked. Never got a reply, but what I did get was a goddamn letter that said, I apologize for the way that I treated you when I was an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay, so you got to that stage where you have to send everyone that you were mean to during this time when you were pretending to be an alcoholic some bullshit form letter. Doesn't actually mean anything.
So would you argue that there's no such thing as an alcoholic?
Well, no, I wouldn't argue that there's. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm tempted to follow the, like, okay, it counts as a disease if it's having a significant negative impact on your life. You know, like if it makes it so you don't go to work, if it makes it so you don't go to school, you know, then you have a drinking problem. But I mean, really, what you have is a responsibility problem where you're drinking instead of keeping your shit together. And yeah, it could be anything, you know. I mean, I used to have a Magic the Gathering problem that would keep me up all night playing fucking Magic and not going to class the next day, you know. But I wouldn't have said, "Oh, I have a disease. I'm addicted to this demon card game, and I need medical intervention to cure my disease." No, what I needed was to fucking go to bed and to get up and go to class the next day, you know.
Right.
And it's like, if you can't drink and do that, you shouldn't drink. I guess if you I don't know.
I would say that there are people who can pull their shit together and don't want to make the effort, and there are people who just can't, unless somebody makes them. So they voluntarily go to this place where they make them have some willpower, essentially. So, I don't know. I'm of two minds about that. It seems like alcoholism is a lot like ADD.
Joining the army? I mean...
Right.
You know, because, like, okay, it's not... to me, the biggest thing with AA and really, like, sort of any 12-step program, which relies on, all right, basically what you have to do is admit that this isn't really your fault, and you have to just, like, turn yourself over to Jesus so that, you know, Jesus can wash away the influence in your life that's turning you into this, as opposed to, like, no, stop being a douchebag. Stop being irresponsible. You know, oh, you don't want to wash the dishes? Too bad, wash the fucking dishes, because that's what grown-ups do.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. I mean, you're right, maybe that doesn't work on some people, and I don't know. I mean, I am frequently, I get drunk and I don't wash the dishes, you know, but then I get up the next morning and I wash the dishes.
Right.
But I don't, you know. I don't think I'm an alcoholic. Actually, I probably totally am an alcoholic by any stretch of stretch of the dictionary or the imagination. I probably qualify as an alcoholic, but and Naked Juice says, "Damn it, Scully, Splenda is great."
Yeah.
The Gun Run says, "What is your favorite chocolate candy?" I'm not a big fan of chocolate candy in general. I like Reese's Cups, so does Riff. Yeah. I like Caramello. Although what I like more than Caramello is those, like, cheap shit chocolate with caramel in them candy bars that kids sell when they're doing, like, school fundraisers. Mm-hmm. Just this sort of, like, white wrapper with caramel candy bar written on it in black letters,
right.
You know? Like, or, you know, Lion's Club or whatever. Did you say chocolate-covered cherries? Chocolate-covered cherries are the shiz.
I like the those chocolate oranges that you have to whack on a table.
Those came up.
Section.
Those came up on one of our shows a while back, and I agree that they're good, but like one of them is more chocolate than I want to eat in like a year. So, to get one of those and split it five ways, and I get. I think there was a lime one that I saw at some point.
Was it actually shaped like a lime?
I don't remember.
Because if it was a chocolate lime that was shaped like an orange, I don't know.
And Naked Juice sends what he says is the best cyanide and happiness ever. It's two guys, and one of them says, "Did the doctor give you your test results?" The first guy says, "Yep, looks like all those years of phone sex caught up with me. I have hearing aids."
So the point of this cartoon is... What exactly?
This is a pun. Saucer says, "Why is there no piss bottle man?"
Is that a Living Color reference?
I don't know.
In Living Color, I guess. Not a reference to the lead singer of Living Color, who actually did carry around a bottle full of his own urine.
Naked Juice says, "Sorry to burst your bubble, Jake, but they disproved the pottery recording thing on Mythbusters." Whatever. And Golf House says, "I think the site you were referring to about the British TV Guide spoof is tvgohome.com. In fact, it is. I remember now. Hurt Reynolds says, "Regarding the radio archive, I have about 20 of the missing episodes all zipped up and sitting on a server for you. Tell me where to send the download link." Hot shit. PM it to me, Jake. Saucer says, "Hearing Scully say harder, harder to Jake is something I hoped never to experience."
Well, you obviously haven't spent much time with us.
We're
not reading what Naked Jew wrote, so moving on. I would really just like to ignore that meme until it goes away.
Sure, yeah, no, I'm okay with I'm okay with that. Mellowcork says, "Jake, I'm going to cut your heart out with a spoon."
So wait, he's a snake? Posing as the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Oh, Gabkin says there actually is a Google Bookmarks. Neat. I fucking love Google.
You know, I think Prince of Thieves works on the Alan Rickman rule, in which I haven't seen Alan Rickman in a bad movie yet.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't seen enough movies, but I think he was in Die Hard 3, which I haven't seen. Maybe that misproves my theory. Disproves my theory. Yeah.
What the hell? What is this? Deformed mutant face girl freak or unique?
And it's another link that makes noise.
Is it some kind of video?
Yeah. It may be a video about that woman who has, or the girl who was born without a face. Featured on the Discovery Channel thing. Born without a face.
O'Grady says, see you online in the Nexus. What level are you? I have like a couple level 11s and a 10 and then a bunch of low-level characters. Math says, and now we know too much about Jake and Scully's crotches, as if the game weren't a penis already.
The game's a penis?
The Gunrun says, hey guys, Christmas falls on a Monday this year. I think you should have a Christmas special type of radio show. Perhaps have Riff, Zeno, Jake, Scully, and Hot Stuff on simultaneously on the radio. Maybe you guys could all together answer a whole new lightning round written by me. I would sure love you guys answer a whole new list of 120 questions written by me. So guys, what do you think? Hot Stuff's not going to be here for Christmas, so sorry, the whole idea falls apart right there.
Right.
The D-Virginizer says, Mox Folder's runs were on a missed day. Other than that, there was nothing out of the ordinary with the days slash holidays, etc. And the plastic pumpkin bucket gives a heat-related flaming bag of something reference.
Yeah, but something.
O'Grady says, yes, even Taft. The placemat has a baby food stain on it and everything.
Uh-huh. See, I have to disagree with this end bull here. He says, Nintendo missed a huge marketing opportunity when they renamed their system to Wii because they could have used the Beatles song, Say You Want a Revolution. I think they're missing a huge marketing opportunity right now by not using the Gonads and Strife video.
Ah, yeah. Whiskey Jack says, maybe if you hit a monster for a certain amount of damage, 1,000 or more, the monster would drop scat and go skeet, skeet, skeet. Although, I'm pretty sure skeet, skeet, skeet is supposed to be onomatopoeia for ejaculation, which doesn't make any sense.
That's disturbing.
Hagula says, there should be some sort of cursed Sudoku book you can find somewhere that summons that girl from The Ring. The Ring... The Ring was not good.
You think so?
It could have been. It could have been good. There were parts of it that were genuinely spooky. But, yes.
The first time that I watched it, the entire movie made me kind of creeped out and uncomfortable, even when nothing scary was happening.
See, I felt like that about Napoleon Dynamite.
Right, which I refused to see. But and the second time that I watched The Ring, it just wasn't scary at all because I was busy trying to figure out why that was.
Huh.
And so it's really well filmed, I thought, to give me that feeling the first time around. And it's because the camera's always really close to whatever it's pointed at, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it gives you this kind of claustrophobic feeling, just being maybe a foot closer to someone who's delivering dialogue than you ordinarily would place the camera in. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just... I saw the original... Okay, I saw, like, the first half of The Ring, and I'm like, wow, that's spooky. I should watch the original movie that it's based on, which I watched.
Ringu?
Yeah, and just wasn't very good. I just didn't like it that much. It wasn't that scary. It wasn't that well-made of a movie. Plus, it was all people talking crazy talk instead of real words.
Right.
And then I watched all of The Ring, and it was like, you know, the parts where they were... using the video editing stuff to, like, find the extra pictures. Like, that was spooky. The fly becoming real, which, you know, turns out, what the fuck? Turns out that doesn't actually mean anything at all, you know? Like, I don't know. I did like it when Captain O'Hagan electrocuted himself, though. Was that even in The Ring?
Yeah.
Okay.
He drops the horse.
I'll believe that when me shit turns purple. You know. Good old Captain O'Hagan. I like that guy because he was the guy in Braveheart who was all, I'm your uncle. Argyle. You know, Uncle Argyle.
Brian Cox was in... That was Brian Cox, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the guy who played Uncle Argyle was the same guy as Captain O'Hagan in Super Troopers, was the same guy who electrocuted himself in The Ring.
It was the same guy who was the evil guy in X2.
Evil guy in...
In the second X-Men, the guy who ran the Crystal Lake facility and... Or whatever lake facility and Alkali Lake.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, okay.
And who made his son into some kind of freaky dream-giving machine.
I don't really remember that. When I'm thinking of that now, the only person that I can picture there is James Lipton.
Okay.
Who it turns out, I've been watching Arrested Development. The Pretentious Artist bought all the seasons of it that are available on DVD, and that is such. Have you ever seen it?
Arrested Development.
Yeah,
a couple episodes.
That show is just brilliant. Like it's like Catch 22 in that nothing is ever just thrown away. Like every utterance is somehow funny, is somehow a reference to something, is somehow, you know. Like, you know, if you don't catch it, if you take it literally or whatever, if you don't get the joke, it still, like, makes sense. But they're just, they don't ever miss opportunities for something funny, even for a single sentence. It's, I don't know, I it's a good show. But yeah, James Lipton plays, like, this prison warden in a few episodes. And it's funny. And, fucking David Cross, man. David Cross is a genius.
That is true. Although I never saw any Mr. Show. I liked him in Men in Black and Men in Black 2.
Oh, right. I don't know that... I think I've seen some Mr. Show. Have you seen any Wonder Shows in?
Not any.
It's interesting. There was a Wonder Shows in that was... sort of not like a kid show, but like a hee-haw parody, except just really, really mean to Hicks.
Right.
And it was pretty funny. Well. Okay. Are we done?
We're just about done.
I've closed the questions. Okay, yeah. There we go.
O'Grady says, do a barrel roll. And on that note, I think we'll get out of here.
No, there was a mosquito that just went by, but he didn't do a barrel roll.
Well, damn it. The cat did, though, so that's good.
Good.
Good. Yeah.
All right, I'll see you guys Thursday.
Yep, I'll see you tomorrow. Please. Make future plans, don't even know yesterday.
You'll be searching for the internet right now.
Hey, your tomorrow. Off your page. Oh, the more things you get, the more you want. Just take a look for the other.